My guest at this time is Ohio Republican Congressman Bob Gibbs. He's a freshman representing the Buckeye State's 18th Congressional District. He has joined me a number of times this year to talk about the Republican legislative agenda in the House of Representatives, and he joins me now on a similar topic as he has to in the past, and that is the regulatory agenda of the Obama administration and the effort of House Republicans to keep it in check as much as they can. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, the issue on hand today is the RAINS Act. Explain for our listeners what this bill does and how you think it at least puts a little bit of a break on the Obama regulatory efforts here.
Well, I think it's absolutely necessary. I think it enhances the so-called checks and balances system between the legislative branch and the executive branch. And, you know, we pass laws in Congress, and the agencies have to go out and promulgate the rules and the regulations. And when you have certain regulations that are, I would consider major rules that would cost our economy, if it scored over $100 million a year, this bill would force that proposed regulation to come back to Congress for up or down vote, for essentially an approval if that was the intent of Congress. And I really think it's needed. I think it, you know, we're as a member of Congress, we're responsible, and this gives us that accountability on the unelected federal agencies, the bureaucrats.
Is this turning into a bipartisan effort, or is it pretty much along party lines as far as you can tell?
Well, I don't know. I'll be interested to see on the vote. I'm sure there'll be some bipartisan support. I don't know how much. I think it's just, you know, it's just common sense, you know, reforms that are needed, and I'm sure there'll be some support, yeah, on the other side.
Are you expecting any sort of a positive reception from the administration? This would obviously weaken what it considers its domain at this point.
I would hope that the administration would welcome it. Like I say, it's the checks and balance system. And it's, you know, there's checks on different levels of government, and hope the administration comes to the realization that this is important, and that it's really the responsibility of the elected officials, that because we pass the laws, and we want to make sure that the executive branch is carrying out the intent of Congress. Let me just make another statement on that. Back in 2011, in January here, almost a year ago, President Obama did recognize in a Wall Street op-ed that regulation stifles innovation and has a chilling effect on jobs. And he stated in his State of the Union address that we need to reduce the barriers to growth and investment. So hopefully, you know, he stands by those words that letting Congress make the call on these major rules place unnecessary burdens on our job creators. So I hope that the administration will be very supportive of this.
The last time you were with us, Congressman, was early October, and at that time you were very concerned about an impending regulation related to pesticides and the burdens it would place on farmers and others in order to comply with new rules from the Environmental Protection Agency and so forth. You also told us at that time that if it wasn't fixed by the end of October, that there wasn't much that could be done. Where does that stand right now?
Well, unfortunately, the EPA, October 31st was the deadline from the federal court decision, and the EPA is moving forward, setting up the rules to comply to the federal court decision. And I called on Majority Leader Reid in the United States Senate to, again this week, to act on that legislation. It's just going to overwhelm the EPA with, you know, literally potentially thousands of permit applications. And the reason why this is so important to our economy and job creation, you know, the EPA has to approve lots of permits in businesses when they're expanding their businesses to be able to start the operation up and hire people. And this ill-advised court decision is going to just overwhelm the EPA with more permit applications. That's duplicative, is not necessary, because there's already laws in place to address the issue. And it's just not the private sector, but the public sector. And in this case, municipalities that spray for mosquitoes will be severely impacted with higher costs and regulations. And so it becomes a human health issue, too.
Congressman, this regulatory battle seems to boil down to two general arguments. I'm sure there are more nuanced ones in there as well. But Republicans have been saying that this is a job killer. You have business owners who are just so frustrated by having to comply with all these new rules coming down the pike that they're not even thinking about hiring. Today, Speaker Boehner cited a statistic that at least 6% more businesses would be hiring without this onslaught of new regulations. The president says he's willing to you know, see if there are any that go too far. But for the most part, he says they're just looking for cleaner water and cleaner air, and what could be wrong with that? What are you hearing from folks in your district?
You're absolutely right. When I'm out meeting with our business people, and that is the number one thing I hear about is what's coming down the pike and, you know, what they have to comply in the regulatory area. And the administration is their own admission. Right now, they have 224 major rules in the pipeline that would cost each one at least over $100 million to our economy. That's in the pipeline, and that's their own admission. And I'll tell you, business owners are scared to death because they, you know, you've got the EPA, OSHA, Dodd-Frank, Obamacare, a whole bunch of new rules coming down. And I've had business people tell me that they're not even thinking about hiring because they don't know what's going to happen next year. And then, we're, of course, then on top of that, right now in current law, coming 12 and a half months, we're looking at the largest tax increase in American history. So they got that hanging over their heads. And so there's a lot of apprehension. So why should I take this risk to invest capital when I don't know what's going to happen in the future? And so the regulatory side and the tax side is just killing our economic growth and job creation.
And just to repeat for our listeners, the item on the agenda for today, the RAINS Act, would essentially give Congress the power to say yes or no on major regulations proposed by the administration.
Yeah, and I do want to thank Representative Jeff Davis for working on this, sponsoring this legislation and bringing it forth. You know, he spent lots of work on this, and we really got to give him kudos for bringing this forward.
And we'll see how it fares in the House and eventually the Senate if it gets there. Congressman, thank you very much for being with us.
Okay, thank you.
Ohio Republican Congressman Bob Gibbs represents his state's 18th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.